honest. So that's like one baseline thing, as much as we can. Thoughtful, but honest. And, you know, setting up some behaviors like that, which are more conducive to collaboration. Because a lot of the other behaviors are conducive to competition. And that's how our whole school system and everything is set up. And so now you have to learn this whole new thing of collaboration. There are people who teach those things. There are people, but a lot of times it's like in a kind of consulting way, and the person does not make themselves vulnerable in a situation. That stupid thing called professionalism. So with professionalism, you can only go so far. You cannot really get people to show up if you're not showing up. And so creating a culture where you're actually showing up, you know, when people are saying, well, this is my experience in this situation. And even with me, you know, like, I feel like you're demanding too much of me, and that, like, you're making too big of a deal. Because we had differences of opinion about how I'm to address this thing. And, you know, like, all of us kind of come to agreements about it. So that's the only thing, like, I don't know how to work myself out of that just yet. I don't need to be completely out, because these are my friends. I mean, this is one of the ways I make friends. Yeah. And these are my collaborators now. So I don't want to be completely absent from the project. But I want to ensure that some of the falsities about who we are get turned upside down by us seeing a contradictory situation. Yeah. Like, even if a man was doing the emotional work, you know? Because this is where women are—we are given that job. Yeah. So all kinds of things like that, like to make shifts and so on. Yeah.